Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy too.
Friends, this segment is made possible by Platinum Cadillac and Chevrolet in Terrell, Texas. Stop by and visit with my buddy, Mr. Justin Rudd, and his team of experts, and let them put you in a new Chevy pickup or a Cadillac or whatever you might be in the market for. Also, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in southeast Oklahoma. Check them out at ChoctawHuntingLodge.com. Also made possible by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, friends, I tell you what, I have an interesting guest that's been our great guest several times, Mr. Wade Derby with Crosshair Consulting. Now, Wade's job is he's been all over the world probably several times. He's a hunting consultant. You call Wade if you want to book a hunt for a whatever, wherever. And Wade just got back from a Virginia outing. And that's what we want to talk about. Mr. Samuel Old owns Craig Creek up there. It's an awesome place, but I think that Wade's got some, can give us a real good update on what it was like. Wade, I apologize for being so lengthy, but thank you for being with us, buddy.
Well, thanks for having me.
Did you have a good time in Virginia?
I did. There's some great people and made some new friends and new contacts, and it was definitely positive.
Well, that's good. Samuel Old, the owner, came all the way down to Texas. We have an outdoor rendezvous every March, and he and his son came all the way down, and I got to spend a day with him. And pretty amazing guy, I tell you. And what he does, he's an astute studier of wildlife on his place there. But he's got a – this I do know. He's got a cabin, place there for people to stay, for hunters or fishermen or people that just want to get away. And I've seen pictures. That's really a nice place. And then I think you were working with Sam to help him formulate a plan for hunting. And he's got a good friend that's a guide there that took you fishing, I think. So tell us first, let's talk about the hunting, the deer and the turkey hunting, of what people could expect there. I don't think you advised a whole bunch of hunts, but some lucky people will have some deer hunting opportunities this fall, right?
Yeah, they can. You know, Sam has management goals and guidelines, and you know, he's very specific about what he wants harvested, you know, with his wildlife on the property, especially the deer. And turkeys. It's, you know, not a large property. It's completely free range, but he's done a lot of different work to establish food plots and establish quality habitat. He's got Craig Creek, which meanders through the majority of the property, and he's got a kind of a mixture of a food plot, swamp, you know, low ground, and then ridges and timbered country. And so he's got really good habitat, and, you know, he wants to kind of keep the deer numbers manageable. But as far as, you know, trophy bucks, I'd say just a handful and maybe a couple of management deer. And, mm-hmm. Of course, they do need to do some work on keeping the buck-to-doe ratio in place. So some selective harvest of does for meat as well.
Yeah, right. And I've been friends with Sam. We've communicated a lot online and talking on the phone, but I know there's a lot of a healthy turkey population there. And I guess that would be something that might be looking at for like next spring, a few turkey hunts. But from what I've learned, it would be a unique opportunity in some beautiful country where you could go and get away. I've looked at I think that was that totally remodeled house might have been possibly where Sam grew up there. Wade?
Yeah, it's a renovated farmhouse. They put a lot of expense into it. I stayed there. They call it Craig Creek Retreat. Mm-hmm. His wife, Donna, kind of keeps and does the upkeep on the house, and you know, what have you. But it's got a, it's a regular house. It's got a full kitchen, you know, your bathrooms, bedrooms. He's got TV in there for folks. And, you know, it's just, it's a very comfortable place to stay. The beds were great and very quiet. It's at the end of the road, as they say. And it overlooks the creek. So it, in the evenings, I had deer walking across the creek and, you know, could see wildlife right there, a lot of geese, and it's just very pleasant. There's also a pretty good fish population in that creek.
Yeah, that's what Sam was telling me. It would be a great place for people anytime that wanted just to spend a few days in some beautiful country, I think, and have a beautiful creek right out the door there. And you also, Sam has a friend that's a guide there that you went, took you fishing. And I saw some pictures of some nice smallmouth. Tell us about the fishing trip there. That really appealed to me also, you know?
Well, yeah, the guide's name is Chris Thompson. He owns CT Outdoor Adventures of Virginia. Mm-hmm. And he fishes the New River as well as Craig Creek and other areas. And he's got a really great smallmouth population and fishery. And then, of course, walleye. And I didn't get one, but they're on my bucket list. He's got a healthy population of muskies and catches them pretty routinely. And, you know, I only went out for one afternoon, but I noticed that today on his feed, he took some hunters out, and fishermen. And, of course, they caught a muskie. So, you know, it's he's got a great thing. And he also is going to do waterfowl, like cast and blast, mm-hmm. in the later season. So that's going to be a really good deal. And then on top of that, he runs a tracking and trailing service, has a canine named Nina, and you know, he travels within 3 hours of the area in case somebody needs a blood tracking dog, or, you know, if there's outfitters out in the country that you know, he'll travel to Texas, Montana, wherever, if the outfitters feel like they want to have that service for hire for the season. I know more than once on hunts, I wish we'd had a tracking dog.
Oh, and, yeah, you bet. I have a nephew that's got several. That's what he does in the fall. Got some trailing dogs, and they're worth their weight in gold. And, yes, you can imagine after all the many years I've hunted. Yeah, if you only had one, when that blood trail plays out, you know, I mean, I'm pretty much done. I just, all I know how to do is make circles and hope you can find a downed animal. Well, that's interesting. That part of the world, Wade, I've never hunted or I've never been in, to be honest with you, but I feel like I have. I've communicated with Sam so much. I will say this. I think it would be a wonderful place for someone that want to take a vacation or just get away in the summer, you know, or any time in the fall. You know what you or I'd be thinking about, that's deer, but or turkey in the spring. But I think it'd be just a great getaway for people to go up there and fish in the creek right there. Sam was telling me, I don't know anything about, I think he called them chubs, I think is what he was the name. They said it's
chubs, squawfish, sucker, yeah. Uh-huh.
So they're real common. I've never fished for them.
They were actually spawning. I could see them. There was an osprey, and they were in really shallow water spawning, and the ospreys were taking advantage of the spawn.
Yeah.
They're fun to catch. They're not. Well, I might offend somebody by saying they're not good eaten, but when I've tried to eat them, I wasn't too impressed. But
yeah, it's probably
that
like
mean I'm right.
I know. I've had people tell me that carp are wonderful eating. Well, I've yet to eat a carp that I can. I gave up on carp a long time ago, but I've heard people say that. Yeah, so that's, but they'd provide good sport. Will they hit a lure, a chub? I guess they will.
They're more of a bottom fish.
Yeah.
But, you know, you never know what you're going to catch them on.
Yeah, maybe use some kind of cut bait or something. Awesome, mm-hmm. Awesome. So, I've been anxious to get you on with me so you could tell everybody about the place. And I guess you'll be doing some of the, I don't know this, but I assume you might be doing some of the bookings. People that might be interested in a deer hunt or whatever could contact you, right?
Yeah, I'm going to try and help them out and hopefully go back this winter during the muzzleloader season. And I think Roger Ragland's going to head out that way with me and see if we can do a show on the deer hunting and maybe, you know, patch in some of the waterfowl stuff as well. It's just in kind of the beginning phases. I mean, obviously he spent years on this, but as far as having the hunters there and what have you. And I think the vision is to have fully guided hunts, and that way people are sticking to the management goals, because not everybody knows what a 130 whitetail looks like, or, you know, even like with the turkeys, you know, the difference between some of the jakes and the gobblers. So he definitely wants to take care of the age class on the animals and the management of the animals. So I think all the hunts will end up being fully guided, but I think they'll be pretty reasonably priced compared to a lot of the things we see out there. And it'll be a win-win situation. And then having that house, you know, that's where you're going to stay. But, you know, on even folks that just want to come and go fishing in the creek, as you said, it's definitely just a nice getaway. I mean, you think about that side of the country, you know, within 4 hours of that place, you've got folks from, you know, Kentucky, West Virginia, Washington, D.C., Maryland. You know, I actually flew into Raleigh-Durham Airport, and it was a three-hour drive from Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina, up there to the house. So,
well, it sounds like I know that it would be worth the effort of getting there, folks. I want to hook you up with Wade here. If you're looking for a hunt anywhere, just about, Wade, from what I've learned of what you do, anything from going to Africa to hunt mule deer or a Texas whitetail hunt for that matter, you're very well connected. You've been doing it a long time. So if someone wants to go to Virginia to Craig Creek up there for a deer hunt or whatever, or turkey hunt or anything else, how do they contact you?
Well, my phone number is area code 406-439-8512, or they can email me at Wade, W-A-D-E, at crosshairconsulting.com. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm easy to find.
You are, Wade. Well, Wade, thanks a lot for sharing your experience up there with us, and I plan to keep you, you know, let you get, I like to get you on occasionally, say once a month or whatever, and talk about what's going on at the time, or, you know, help people, connect people with some good places to go. So thanks a lot, and look forward to our next visit, buddy.
Sounds like a plan. I appreciate it, and thank you.
Folks, I want to tell you about one of my long-term partners, and that is Pyramid Air. The website is pyramydair.com. They're a one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Big bores, little bores, PCP guns, Springers, you name it. All different brands, some great air gun supplies, but also a whole lot more. Archery, ammo, optics, shooting and outdoor gear, action sports, all this stuff can be found right there and ordered through Pyramid Air. So remember, go online to pyramydair.com.